Parler, your premier uncancelable free speech platform, is back. Big tech tried to limit you to their mediocre social platforms, and they failed. Go to Parler.com or download the app and join the uncensored conversation. Parler, speak freely.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries, and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 30th day of June 2022. And a rising young star in broadcasting, hoping to build his resume on producing the legendary voice of the Christian resistance, none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
You weren't ready for that, were you?
I was.
Okay. And here you go, hoping that this will be the night. This will be the night they move from apprentice to pro in the radio show. Right here, none other than, hey, 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 Randy Gay.
Hey, be blessed, no stress, everybody.
And live and in person. Yeah. Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
There you go. Doesn't she say that well? She's known for saying that.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Now, we got a lot to cover tonight, so we got to get it. What do we got tonight? We got lightning rounds, right?
That's exactly right.
Yes. But I just wanted to remind the folks again out there that we asked for a miracle, and we got a miracle. And folks, let's keep it, but we can't keep doing this all the time. So, again, we were able to work out which I never thought would happen, because once you announce that you're going off stations, that they rush to fill that airtime, and we were able to undo it, which is a miracle. We asked for a miracle, we got a miracle there.
But don't stop giving, because the meter is still ticking.
Boy,
yes.
Is it.
And, goodness, yes.
And so, and you know, the days we're living in, well, they are some perilous times, are they not? Well, we're going to get right into our scripture tonight. And remember, the title was The Seed of the Serpent, The Enemies of Christ and His Church. And we pick it up here. We read last night Romans 24 through 32. But let's pick it up here. And we'll do a verse or two at a time. And so, see, Randy, they all know that I can read, but you go ahead and read verse 24.
Yeah, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves.
Okay, now, let's take a look at that. Let me ask you this. If you think about uncleanness today, what examples would you give me that we're seeing extreme uncleanness today?
Come sodomy.
On. Sodomy, that's exactly
yes.
Right. Sodomy, well, the alphabet. Let's just call it the yes. Entire alphabet. It's all bad, really. Mm-hmm. It is.
But what about, let's say, in politics? What about what you say? Jesus said, remember what he said? It's not what goes in your mouth that defiles the body, but what comes out.
Yes.
When you have these whorish women like the squat, when they're using vulgar language, when... You know, when they're using the F word and other, when they describe their own body parts out there. Now, that is coming from within. Would you say that's an extreme uncleanness?
I would say so. Yes, it is.
What about that TV program called The View? Would you say that would be?
Oh, goodness, yes.
Okay, so what about a guy like Howard Stern's?
Absolutely. Well, yeah. Come on. They called him a shock jock.
Yes.
Okay, well, yeah, but see, when you say that, there are a lot of shock jocks out there. What about CNN, whatever her name, Mad Cow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Would you say shock jock?
Yeah.
I would say
yes.
Shock
yeah.
jock.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, so they're not journalists by any way, shape, or means. Okay. They're not bringing the truth, but what's coming out of their mouth is, are lies unclean?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Totally uncleanness. Would you say that we're seeing with that what they were calling the select committee, we call it the Liars Club. Would that say, is that a fitting title for it, the Liars Club?
It is. It is.
Okay, now, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the creator who is blessed forever. Okay, so now, who changed the truth of God into a lie. How about some examples of that out there today? Look. The truth of God. God says, how many genders does God say we have?
Two. I was going to say the whole process of the cutting and pasting of people and trying to make them into something that they're not.
So how many genders do they say we have?
Well, I don't know. I think that in California they've got something like 80 of them or something.
Oh, my goodness.
So the truth of God changed the truth of God into a lie. What is God's word, the very first command that God gave us?
Be fruitful
and multiply.
Okay, and to fill the earth, right. So they are telling you that we need to do exactly the opposite. We need to depopulate. Okay, what do they claim? God says, and the word of God is very clear, it doesn't stutter, that creation came from God. It's 6 days of creation, right?
Yes.
Yes, it does.
What do the fools, and this is what,
The fools say we're always being created. We're evolving. That's what the fools say. They say we're evolving. That God isn't done. They're not God, but you know what I'm saying. That it's not done yet. That we're turning into something new all the time.
Yeah. Well, the process is called degeneration.
Yeah,
well,
yes.
That's what's happening. Yes. Okay.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, so now he says, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped the creature more than the creator. Okay, what creature is he talking about?
It's my body and, you know, I have a right to it or whatever you want to say. It's my body. So what creature are they worshiping? It's my body. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, worshiping themselves.
Yeah.
So when they're talking about that, that's these women that are, who are pregnant, have a child with them. How many arms do their body have?
Well, two.
Okay. But if it's, you know, if they have the baby, if it's their body, it's four arms if there's a baby in there. It's four eyes if there's a baby in there. There's four ears if there's a baby in there. So,
but remember, it's not a baby. It's a clump of cells.
Yeah. Well, I was listening to one of these very whorish women screaming, one of those that were out there in their underwear at the Supreme Court. And she's screaming, it's not alive till it takes its first breath. So here's the question, because I debated years ago. That was one of the questions that when I was debating these pro-death women. And I says, well, then if it's not alive, why do you want to kill it? Can you kill something that's not alive? And they had no answer to that, okay? And I had to tell them, I've got to share with you for your own good. You're a fool, okay? You're an absolute fool, right? What about this? Now, a man can give birth. So let me ask you a question. If you give birth, are you a man?
No.
No. Sometimes when you're talking with liberals, do you feel extremely intelligent?
It's like there's some people that are really stupid when you talk to liberals. Yeah. Really stupid.
Yes.
Well, the Bible calls them simple-minded. He tells you that he refers to them as simple-minded. Now, for this cause, God gave them up to vile affections. What do you think that word vile means?
Wicked, evil.
Yes. Okay.
It's shameful passions. Shameful passions. But vile, if something is vile, is that offensive to God?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. It's reprehensible.
Yes.
Okay. And so here, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Give me some examples of how they changed the natural use. Or should we give that one to Craig?
Oh, come on. You know, the whole lesbian, the whole lesbian issue is.
Yes.
And homosexual, too. The men with the men, it's the same thing.
The natural use, is there amongst these people that have been given over to a reprobate mind? You know, we see pedophilia running rampant in the Democratic Party, but what about bestiality?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's reprehensible.
Another abomination.
We see that often a lot of these women are given over to bestiality. The males are more to pedophilia, aren't they?
Yeah.
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 So here, when we look at that, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust one toward another, man with man, working that which is unseemly, and receiving themselves into the recompense of the error, which was meat. And so when we look at that, and we see unseemly, for those that don't know what unseemly means, what does unseemly mean?
It's not worth it. It's beyond, it's a turnoff. You shouldn't even think about it.
Yes. Shameful.
It's shameful.
Yes. Yeah. Shameful.
It's shameful. Okay.
Yes.
And recompense, if you recompensed, that means you pay a penalty. That's what it's called, being you're penalized.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
And so here he goes on, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind.
Now, but I was always told that there's a point even where God backs away from you, and that if you give up, you give over, and you give in, then God will ultimately give you over to that too.
Mm-hmm. So another word for reprobate is deprived.
Depravity. Yeah.
And so do we see when they're out there screaming and enraged, do we see depravity?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Okay. And Mad Maxine Waters, do we see depravity?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did you ever have any fears that if you went into a gasoline station, that she might jump out from behind one of them gas pumps and scream at you like that? And there was a fear of that old, when she did that, she lunged, and that old wig come flying off her head. Boom, right on your face. And it's got you.
Amen.
That's a nightmare, isn't it?
Yes.
It is.
Okay, so whenever I pull into a gasoline station, I take a good look to see if Mad Max is out there hiding behind a pump.
Mad Max?
Okay. Well, maybe we'll hear from her. I don't know. Okay. So they go on. He says, to do those things which were not convenient. What do you think that means, things that were not convenient?
Proper.
Not natural.
Proper.
Yeah, that's right. It means proper.
Yeah, proper,
right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, being filled. Now, here you have a whole list of attributes that are not good.
But don't you think that that's really a progression, too? Like, if you look at that list, it's a progression. It gets progressively worse.
Given over into unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity. You know, okay, how are would you say the Democrats envious of us? What is it about us that they're envious of?
Well, they envy us by the fact that, one, we're the rightful people that should be in the White House. And don't tell me they don't envy that. They hate that. They do everything they can to make sure that that's not mentioned. The truth is not mentioned about the election. The real people are not, you know, they want to be loved like we are. And people that know what's right, they vote for what's right. They do.
Well, do you think it's got to be, have you ever noticed how angry they are?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They're angry, and they're angry at us because we're not angry. We're happy, right?
That's right.
They're angry because they know that someday, and they hate to admit it, they're going to have to stand before God and be accountable for their sin. And they know that we have already, that once we got saved, Christians are not going to have to be at that judgment, that white throne judgment, right?
That's right.
They're angry at us because we have the truth, and they don't like the truth.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they're angry at us because we remind them of their sin, huh?
Yes.
And so here now, he goes, when he talks about murderers, boy, are they murderers. Debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God. Despiteful, proud, boasters, inventor of evil things, and disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. That is the Democratic Party platform right there. I just read you their platform.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm. Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And so, here I want to jump now over to Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 33 and 34. Read me verses 33 and 34.
Jeremiah chapter 2, 33, 34. Got you. 1 second here, just about there. Why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? Therefore hast thou also taught the wicked ones thy ways. Also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search, but upon all these.
Okay, so he says, why trimmest thou? What do you think that means, trimmest thou?
Get ready, prepare.
Prepare, it means to prepare to seek love. Why trimmest thou to prepare to seek love? Therefore hast thou to do also taught the wicked ones thy ways. So, is this love or lust that they're preparing?
No, this is lust. This is lust. This is showtime.
Also, in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. Would that apply to Ayok?
Yes. Yeah.
Would that apply to Nancy Pelosi?
Yes.
Yes, it would.
Would that apply to what's her name, Elizabeth Warren?
Uh-huh. Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, would that apply to Jane Fonda?
Yes.
Yes.
Hanoi Jane, okay. So here now, so when he says, I have not found it by secret search, what do you think he means that?
They flaunt it.
That is, yes, obvious. Yes. It's hanging out. It's all hanging out.
Yes.
So that means they condemn themselves with their own mouths, right?
That's right.
They condemn themselves. All right. Let's go over to Psalm 5. And in Psalm 5, we'll read 5 and 6. Psalm 5.
All right.
Verses 5 and 6.
Okay, 5 and 6. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and the deceitful man.
Okay, so we constantly hear from these lesser preachers, and I call them lesser preachers because we're talking about those that, and for the mass majority of them, that are not saved. And so here they tell you that God loves everybody, that God loves everybody. Do you think David had it wrong here?
They absolutely get it wrong. Because God is very open about the fact that he's angry with the wicked every day.
Yes.
Okay. No. So what I asked you, did David get it wrong? So when David said that God hates all workers of iniquity, so David didn't get it wrong.
No, he did not.
Well, he didn't.
Where did he get that from?
God.
God.
Okay, yeah. And so here, when he
And David got it from his own life, too. He knew that he wasn't in good graces with God when David was out there so far.
So who else did he say? God said he hated all those that work iniquity, but who else?
Esau have
all
I hated.
All of those that love to violence.
Those that love death.
Yes.
Those that love death. Those that love violence. Okay. What, again, does that describe, would you say that describes that so-called select committee or the Liars Club?
Yes.
Would that describe the fake news media?
Huh? Oh, yes. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, because they don't like truth.
Well, they don't like the truth, but do they say, did we watch them out there when they were burning buildings, hitting old men in the back of the head with bricks? Did we watch these talking heads staying? This is a peaceful demonstration.
Yes, we saw that.
Yeah, and they did say that. They did say that.
Okay, so when we're watching them saying, Brett Baer, Susan Smith, and others saying that there was no election fraud, were they lying through their teeth?
Yes, they were.
Yes, they were.
And did they know they were lying when they were doing it?
Yes, they did.
So he says, "Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing." What is leasing?
Lying.
That's lying. You're right. And the Lord shall abhor the bloody and the deceitful man. And so that doesn't sound like he's in love with him, does it?
All liars will have their part in the lake of fire.
Yes.
Okay, but should we not read anything in there? Can we say that God can hate you, but you can still repent and get saved?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So does it mean because he says that he hates you when he says, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated? Does that mean Esau went to hell?
No.
No, not necessarily, no.
No. So we don't read anything in there, right?
That's right.
Right.
Okay. So let's go over to Psalm 9, and read verses 16 and 17.
The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Haggion Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God.
Okay. Would you say America is one of those nations that have forgotten God?
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
Okay, when it says to be turned into hell, does that mean every man, last man, woman, and child?
No.
No.
But when it's referring to this, when he speaks in generalities, that means the majority?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we see the majority of people that are professing Christians, do we know that they're going to end up in hell?
I don't think so. You said, are the majority of the people that
are professing
Christians?
Professing Christians, yeah. Jesus says many, when they said, they call upon the name, they said, Lord, Lord, and your name, have we raised the dead and healed the sick? He says, get behind me, thy worker of iniquity, because I never knew you.
I never knew you.
And then he said what? Many will come. They will come professing. But few will enter.
Yes.
And so there, he's telling them that the vast majority of the people that have a profession of faith don't have a possession of faith.
Of faith, that's right.
Yep. Yeah. So there you go. And so here now, he's talking about the wicked are being snared in their own deceitfulness. Do you think Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi keep getting caught in their own lies because of their pride and arrogance? When they talk about their deep faith in God, and then everything that God's word, the Bible, calls sin, they embrace and promote. Are they caught up in their own deceitfulness?
Yes.
Yes, they are.
Okay. I wanted to go over to, and we'll have to stop right here, Psalm 9, or Psalm 11.
Psalm 11.
Read verses 5 and 6.
Okay. The Lord hath tried the righteous, but the wicked, he that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he will rain snares, fire, brimstone, and a horrible tempest that shall be the portion of their cup.
And so when God says he will, you know, he's saying he's going to test both the righteous and the wicked. But for the righteous, the test will be a refining fire. What does a refining fire do?
It purifies, burns off the dross.
It makes you a better person, better saint, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But for the wicked, what happens with them? Their fire is
it burns them up, consumes.
Yes.
It consumes, a consuming fire, huh?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come.
A strange sensation has seized the nation. Man, things are suddenly peculiarly odd. Instead of thugs and thieves of breaking down our doors, we now deplore the federal forfeiture squads, who have a blessing from our Congress to take a cut of everything they can steal. Here in the land of the free and the home of the brave, things have suddenly become unreal. So please, please, federal police, man, please leave my private property alone. Please, please, federal policeman, you got no jurisdiction here in my home. When you go breaking in through somebody's private front door, you do the Constitution bodily harm. So please, please, federal policeman, please leave my private property alone. They got new laws now, they're calling loan fraud. Looks like our law enforcement grew a new arm. You make misrepresentation on your loan application, you might just have to forfeit the farm. The crazy fact is, it's retroactive, which lets them loot your life historically. You may be dead in your grave, but if you did not behave, you might just forfeit up your family tree. So please, please, federal policeman, don't you be seizing my poor daddy's farm. Please, please, federal policeman, sometimes I wonder just whose side are you on. When you go breaking in through somebody's private front door, you do the Constitution bodily harm. So please, please, federal policeman, don't you be seizing my poor daddy's farm.
The ATF and the FBI just hired the KGB. The ADL's got a list for sale.
But you're anti-Semitic if you call it a conspiracy.
Now how could they call it a conspiracy?
My widowed mama, they stole her condo on another federal seizure forfeiture spree. She made the tragic mistake of renting to some reprobate they caught with drugs inside her property. They say her condo somehow was guilty. Now have you ever heard a condo confess? Here in the land of the free and the home of the slave, it's a tangled legal web of a mess. So please, please, federal policeman, don't you be stealing my poor mama's estate. Please, please, federal policeman, now this is 10 times worse than Whitewater Gate. Seizing my poor daddy's farm. Sometimes I wonder just whose side are you on. So please, please, federal policeman, please leave my private property alone. Please, please, federal policeman, you got no jurisdiction here in my home. Please, please, federal policeman, don't you be seizing my poor daddy's farm.
back. We're back. Okay, now, Randy, do you remember the doctor? Oh, the one who is started Frontline Doctors. Her last name is Gold. She was arrested. Real pretty woman who was arrested and jailed for 90 days for just being. Now, that's not the reason. The real reason, you know, that is because she was warning people about the death shot. And she was arrested by thugs. 20 jackbooted thugs came into her house. She probably could have whipped them if there was only 10.
Yeah.
But 20 jackbooted. We see this more and more. We see him going after anyone who was working with President Trump.
Absolutely.
And Stone, has they busted into Stone's house and just arrested him again? Just arrested another. Yeah, Simone Gold. Yeah, that was her name, Simone Gold.
Simone Gold.
And so here, but we remember Waco. We remember Ruby Ridge, where they're using these jackbooted thugs. These men have no integrity, no integrity at all. Okay, and you know they, and not only that, but they're a shame when it comes to. People like Ted Gunderson, who were honorable people, who was an honorable FBI agent, who was a man of integrity, a man of honesty, a man of decency. And what they do is they bring shame to the profession. And Merrick Garland would be, and Chris Wray, I would say, would be two of those that bring shame. They bring a lot of shame to the profession. They're not... you know, here you've got burn, loot, and murder. You've got these heathen, these rampant, the heathen are raging.
FBI, CIA, Antifa, BLM, all of these people.
Yes.
Well, example, I just had an article here. Well, here you go, right there. Never forget, Antifa, BLM leader. Ready?
Yep. There you go.
Never forget Antifa BLM leader. Here he is, picture, who was filmed inside the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He broke a window and organized Antifa rally at the Capitol. He spent one day in jail.
A whole day?
A whole day in jail.
Wow.
Because there's some people that are still in there.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he probably got paid well, too.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, goodness,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go. The crooked, they're... let me ask you, there comes to a point where you can't become any more crooked. You become so crooked, you couldn't even get worse, can you?
No, you can't.
I don't think so.
Okay, and I think that would be that so-called select committee.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes. yeah.
The Liars Club. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's something that you won't hear on NBC, ABC, or CBS. Majority of Americans support reversal of Roe v. Wade. The majority of Americans support that. You're not going to hear that on any of it, okay? And so here, amongst the Republican voters, 75% approved. Among the Deathocrats, 71% disapproved. That's why they're called Deathocrats, huh?
Yes.
That's exactly right. Uh-huh.
And so the Bible says those that love death hate God, huh?
Yes.
And those that hate God, do you think there's any chance of them avoiding the lake of fire?
No.
No. A new poll released by the Rasmussen has revealed that the majority of Americans support the Supreme Court's recent overturning of Roe v. Wade, contradicting the story that's being told by the fake news media that Americans love abortion and believe that it is a right. There you go. Okay. You have an article, Randy?
Yes, I do. Yeah. The day before the J6 or the January 6th committee hearing, FBI agents raided the home of Donald Trump Department of Justice official Jeffrey Clark in pre-dawn raid, forced into the street in his PJs. ABC Ben Siegel, ABC FBI agents raided the home of ex-Trump Department of Justice official agent Jeff Clark Wednesday morning. Clark worked with Trump on a plan to replace the acting attorney general and pressure the GA, and legislators to overturn Biden's victory. The U.S. Attorney General's office in Washington confirmed there was enforcement activity in an area near the area where Clark resides, according to the spokesman of the U.S. Attorney General's office. We have no comment regarding the nature of the activity or any particular individual, all because Jeff saw fit to investigate voter fraud. This is not America, folks. The weaponization of government must end.
Okay.
That's an interesting article.
Well, you know, how many jackboot thugs did they use? You know, and again,
there were a dozen of them on one man in his house at sunrise. So imagine that.
Yeah. Again, you know, I had friends that were FBI agents. And, you know, John McTernan was a U.S. Treasury agent, for special U.S. Treasury agent for years. I have friends that belong to the ATF, okay? One of them I worked with, and he had to leave because of the corruption. It was so bad. He said, in good conscience, he couldn't be there because the lack of integrity. Now, you know, and I feel bad for those agents that had honor, had integrity. You know, they knew right from wrong. They said, you know, they were not ashamed. They weren't cowardly, okay? Does it take much guts to raid a person's house when there's 20 of you? Does it take a lot of guts for 20 thugs to go in and break doors down and break up furniture and to arrest a little Jewish woman like Simone Gold?
But it does wear you out when everybody around you is a crook and you aren't.
Yeah.
It'll wear you out. And that's it's like corrupt police. Mm-hmm. If you're in a corrupt police department, you've got the same issues.
Yeah, well, you see, that's what FBI agents are. They're police.
Exactly.
Yes. But here, again, now, even now today, there are some whistleblowers in the FBI that tell you that, and for them to go and come out and tell the truth, it would cost them their jobs.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you don't know what else it might cost them either, because when think about it, like when you're a policeman turning on the police. And we know that the police are above the law. They are.
Yeah.
They are.
Well, you know, again, we want to say, we don't want to make a blanket statement. There's a lot of good cops out there.
Oh, I agree. Good, you know, I agree.
Yes. But today, it's like there's so much corruption. It's exactly what God's Word, the Bible, said it would be like. Now,
yeah.
Here, for example, little Lisa, she's looking at her. She wants to
All
do
right.
it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, a proposed Senate bill would imprison SCOTUS leakers and impose a fine of $10,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here we have Joe Biden caught running secret lists used to prevent outspoken political opponents from owning guns. We told you he was going to do that, right?
Yeah, we did.
Joe Biden was caught running secret lists to prevent outspoken critics of the regime from owning or purchasing guns. This week, Senate Republicans endorsed the unconstitutional operation by the Biden regime and voted to give Joe Biden even more power to crack down on his political opposition. Here now, 14 Republican rhinos betrayed us. 14 went over with him. These are the rhinos that betrayed us.
Oh, yeah. Please read them.
Roy Blunt, Richard Burr, Shelley Capito, Bill Cassidy, Susan Collins, John Cornyn, Joni Ernst, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, Lisa Murkowski, Rob Portman, Mitt Romney. Those are the rhinos there. And I'm a little bit surprised by Joni Ernst. It looks like she's moving to the left. It looks like she's earned her horn, right? Is that what those rhinos have, the horn up in the front?
But Murkowski, yes. You mean Murkowski wasn't on that list?
Oh, Murkowski's
yeah,
there.
That, I mean, she must have not been there that
uh-huh.
day.
And,
she
along with Rob Portman, huh?
Well, Rob Portman is a snake. I'm glad to see him going anyway.
More lies. Cassidy Hutchinson also lied about handwritten note in testimony And Liz Cheney knew it. Liz Cheney knew it was a lie. She knew it all along that it was a lie because the actual author of the note testified it was his. And that's right. Now, here, remember what what this woman said. Donald Trump, have you ever seen the size of those limousines? Said that he was in the Beast, which is a limousine. And, you know, they put the president in the back seat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, in the back seat. Yeah.
And so what he did, he reached forward with those 10-foot arms. 10-foot arms, I'm telling you. He reached forward and he pushed the Secret Service agent out of the way and grabbed a hold of the steering wheel, according to Cassidy Hutchinson. Cassidy, listen, Cassidy. All liars will have their place in Lake of Fire, Cassidy.
Yes.
All liars. Okay, now, here's the problem. And she testified to this, but those two Secret Service agents said, there's a real problem with her statement. First of all, we weren't in the Beast. We were in an SUV. Okay. And the President Trump never did anything like that. Okay. That never happened, okay? Do you think that's going to change the opinion of the Liars Club, formerly known as the Select Committee, on Tuesday, Liz Cheney and the Sham January 6th Committee brought in Mark Meadows, former staffer to Cassidy Hutchinson, as a surprise witness? In other words, she was the appointed liar.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
The appointed liar.
Yes.
The designated liar, you might say. Young Cassidy testified that she was told that President Donald Trump was being driven back to the White House after the January 6th rally, that he demanded to be taken to the Capitol and tried to grab the steering wheel from a Secret Service agent. Hutchinson said he took Trump got into the Beast, and after his speech at the Ellipse on January 6th with the belief that he would be driven to the Capitol, according to Hutchinson, who received the information from Tony Ornato, the assistant director of Secret Service, Trump grew angry, and he was informed that he was being driven back to the West Wing. Now, the fake news media, Liz Cheney, ran with Cassidy's explosive testimony. The problem of it is the Secret Service agent said that nothing like that ever happened. Okay.
And they just happened to be there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so you have an article there, don't you?
Yeah, I got another one here. But I've got one here that getting a little bit off of it here. Let's talk about the war a little bit here. You were talking about lives. I mean, this is the one that I'm really kind of chomping at the bit. It says, Russian success in the Donbas accelerates. When the study for the war is conceding, Huber Neocon Institute for the Study of the War is reluctantly conceding that Russia is carving up the Ukraine in the Donbas. It is an unmistakable sign that something big is happening. And here's the spin on it. It says on June 21st, and this is just going to kind of be like a collateral damage report, and you tell me, does it sound like somebody's losing the war? On June 21st, an attack launched by the high-precision armament of Russian aerospace forces resulted in the elimination of up to 500 servicemen of the 59th Merchandise Brigade of the Armed Forces of the Ukraine, as well as their armament and military equipment deployed in the workshops by the Okean shipyard located in Nikolaev. That also included, and they refused to mention, that the Ukraine command evacuated up to 30 wounded and 8 killed American and British mercenaries to prevent their capture by the units of the Russian armed forces in view of the possible. It goes on to talk about, here, let's just skip over to here, and then this will just kind of tell you the whole thing in a nutshell. It says, and a U.S. manufactured TPQ, the military reconnaissance station, has been destroyed near Nikolskoyev, Donetsk. It also says that Ukraine is now suffering catastrophic losses, excuse me. And in case you've overheard the briefing of the Russian I-10D, there were significant American and British casualties in one of these attacks. It says, in essence, and this is not unaccidental bad English, it sounds like the Ukraine is being blowed up. And I'll just kind of leave it at there.
Well, here's the thing. Now, a lot of people think because we're bringing to them news that is entirely opposite of what they're hearing on the fake news media, that we're siding with the Ukraine. No, we're not siding with either.
Telling the truth.
We're against both sides in this thing. Anytime innocent people, first of all, we're against, you know, innocent women and children being killed. We're against these young men and both sides, these young guys out there on both sides. They're fodder, just like what we've done here in this country. We send these young people out. Now, who's behind all of this? The military-industrial complex, for one. They're making tons and tons of money. The Nancy Pelosi's, the Mitch McConnell's family, these people, with their ties to the industrial-military complex, they're making money. All of these arms that we're sending are being paid for with tax dollars, okay? And they have investments in all of these companies. So that's the reality. People that, you know.
Sure. And I mean, you know, they talked about that this M777 155 millimeter howitzer where the U.S. gifted to the Ukraine. They were blown up.
Yeah.
So that's not hope. That's defeat.
You know, when we left and left $85 billion worth of equipment in Afghanistan, they knew that that would be war used, especially against Christians.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Biden regime hates Christians. There is not one Christian in the Biden regime. You could not be a Christian and be in the Biden regime. How much, the Bible says, how much light could, how much fellowship could light have with darkness?
None.
None.
It's evil to the core. And so here, well, should we let little Lisa go for a second shot? Go, little Lisa.
Okay, this is a little off the topic, but as if we all needed something else to add to our worries, a potentially catastrophic situation is emerging that threatens to wipe out the entire supply of diesel engine oil across the United States, leaving the country with no diesel engine oil till 2023. This isn't merely a rumor. We've confirmed this is happening. Chemical manufacturers of diesel engine oil additives have declared force majeure and have ceased supply operations to the diesel oil manufacturers. Those manufacturers combine base oils with additive packages to create diesel engine oil.
All right, so we're encouraging people out there, listening folks out there. Look, the Biden regime, is their goal is to reduce us to a third world status.
Yes.
To reduce us. China owns Joe Biden. He's owned by China, okay? The regime. And so they want to do shut down. I've got a list over here. I should go for that list. We will, if I can get to it tonight, of I don't know how many now food production plants have been burnt down. Isn't it interesting that the FBI can't seem to find the people that are burning down all of these food plants?
Yes.
What do you think that could possibly be, huh?
Maybe it's because they kind of know who they are already.
Yes.
It might be because they know who they are already, so they're not looking for the people that they know who they are already. They're not looking for them.
Here's an article by Shane Trejeau, Big League Politics. Democrats posted addresses of the Supreme Court justices and bomb instructions on TikTok. Now, you see, I've got knocked off of YouTube for telling the truth about COVID-19 and about the, you know, they knocked me right off for telling the truth. But it seems like here, the Twitter account libs of TikTok showing the Democrats who are openly fomenting terrorism on social media, while the FBI turns a blind eye. Why the, well, the shameful now, the shameful and cowardly. Once an organization that had some integrity, Once it was an organization where, again, like I said, I had friends. You could hold your head up and say that you were an agent. Today, it's very hard to do that. And now, I'm not condemning all the FBI agents because a lot of the lower echelon, especially the ones that get promoted, are the ones that are being promoted by the bootlickers.
Right.
By the corrupt. And they're looking for other people that are as corrupt as they are, that will sell their soul, that don't have any integrity, no honesty, no decency. Those were the people that they will promote up the ladder. While the good people, the ones that actually were hired on and really believe in doing their job, believe in keeping the oath that they took, they don't get promoted, do they?
No. There's two different teams there.
Yeah. Anyhow. Boy, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I mean, there really is a problem there, but the big problem too is that to fix that, you're going to have to get rid of the entire FBI.
It's got the FBI and even maybe possibly worse than the FBI is the CIA.
Yes. You're right. You're right about that. Uh-huh. Yeah. But okay. I'm just saying that there's no getting rid of the upper level people because all the people underneath them are all corrupt too.
You had that article by Putin. Here's another one. Now, a lot of the stuff that we get, we do research, and we have to go into European newspapers and different sources there because of the, you know, the media here in this country, again, they're simply a part of the Democratic Communist Party, okay? Here's an article. Putin declares victory over New World Order. He charges of elites coming. By the way, this is... These are things that you missed. Last week we mentioned, but you missed them. You didn't hear a thing of anything in the mainstream media. Putin declares victory over the New World Order. Change of elites coming because humanity has woken up, right? Global elites who have been running the world in recent decades, working in concert to usher in New World Order, have been defeated, according to Russian President Vladimir Putin, who used his speech at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum on Friday to warn that a change of elites in the West is just around the corner. Boy, I hope it is. Boy, yes. We need to get rid of... America has become the evil empire under the corrupt Biden regime.
Yes, it has.
Disastrous liberal policies undertaken by the EU and the U.S. leaders are exasperating the inequalities and divisions in their societies, not just in terms of welfare, but in terms of values, orientations of various groups, Putin said. And he's exactly right. He's exactly right. Such a detachment from reality, from the demands of society, will inevitably lead to a surge of populism and growth of radical movements, to serious social and economic changes, to degradation, and the near future, to change of the elites. And we hope that's the case because we are, you know, the elites in this country, especially the billionaires. We're coming up to a break, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.